Step onto the red carpet and discover the Hollywood Casino difference. It's A-list service and all that goes with it. Experience unrivaled gaming action, award-winning dining, a lavish hotel, and electrifying nightlife with bars right in the center of the action and boogie nights, the ultimate 70s and 80s dance club. Because there's no place like Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
Must be 21. Gamble problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride and Son Home Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box, CBS Sports Radio, 920 InsideSTL.com. We're going to talk some Cardinal baseball with Mark Saxon and the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. If you'd like to be a part of the program, 880-0808, winning streak phone lines, and the Lions Choice text lines, that same number. Hey, coming up on Friday at St. Albans is one of the great golf tournaments in the Midwest. It is the Metropolitan Open Championship, and St. Albans does such a magnificent job putting it on. Joining us now is a man who has had a great deal of success in that tournament. His name is Chris Thompson. He was the runner-up in 2013 and in 2014. Chris, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Frank. Thanks for having me on.
So give me an idea of what you think of St. Albans. I imagine you like the course if you've played that well there.
I do like it. Every year when I'm making out my schedule, it's one of the first that I put down. It's a special club. It's a fantastic, great golf course, and it's a good test of golf.
And it seems like every year you come out there, the purse gets a little bigger and bigger.
It is. This tournament's grown. I think it's its 11th year. It's going to be my fourth year. The Metropolitan Golf Association does a great job. The staff here at the Country Club of St. Albans does a great job. It's going to continue to get better because the course is so good. Guys in my profession like to play good courses, and this is certainly an opportunity to do so.
And, Chris, I know you play on the web.com tour as we speak. So this is kind of a different thing for you because not only will you be playing against a great group of professionals, but you'll also get some great amateurs in this field. And I guess, you know, as soon as they start hitting the ball, it doesn't matter if you're a professional or an amateur.
Yeah, you're right. You got to beat everybody. I think it's great to have such an amateur presence in an event like this. You're always going to have professionals, but it's cool to see the amateurs too. I'm playing with one the first couple days, and it's good to see. You know, I'm 39 years old now, so it's good to see some of the young guys play and how they attack the golf course. And I'm looking forward to watching him play.
All right, give me an idea on your career. You've been a pro for, I guess, since 1999. You've played in U.S. Opens before, and you've had some success on the web.com tour. How do you evaluate things at this stage?
Well, that's a good question. It's like you said, I've been kind of on and off the web.com probably five or six of the past 8 or 9 years. And it's, you know, in any profession, you'd like to see some advancement. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. I feel like, you know, my game's good enough to play on the PGA Tour, but it's hard to get out there. The hardest thing is getting there. And, you know, I've only got a couple starts the last couple years on the web.com. And you got to make the most of those. And I haven't done that. I played well a couple weeks ago, so I'm hoping to get a few starts here in the next few weeks.
Llewellyn's Pub is the place to be.
Oh, we apologize. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Chris.
No, that's all right. I was just saying I'm going to give it an opportunity here in the next couple weeks to get a few more starts. And I think this is going to be a great preparation for that. This is the country club here at St. Albans is, like I said, it's a great test. And it's as good a course as you play on the web.com or even PGA Tour for that matter. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Give us an idea on just how tough it can be at times for someone like yourself. You'll go to a Monday qualifier, and how many people will be there, and what we have to shoot to just get in a tournament?
It's crazy now. It's a lot of the Monday qualifiers are getting full now, where they're having 156 guys at two separate courses. So you'll have 156 guys playing for six spots. The PGA Tour is probably 125 to 150 guys playing for four spots. You got to play great. There's when I was starting this, 15 years ago, the numbers weren't that high. You had to play well, but you didn't have to play perfect. Now I feel like you got to play perfect. Like I said, I did that a couple weeks ago in Nashville. I shot 63 in the qualifier and got in, and then I finished 23rd in the event. So it's hard to get through those. It's doable, but it's hard. But you got to make the most of it once you get in the tournament as well.
Chris Thompson joins us, Hollywood Casino Press Box. He'll be in action this weekend at St. Albans at the Metropolitan Open Championship. Wait a minute. You said you shot 63? Give me your front and back. How did you shoot 63?
Well, Frank, actually, I was one over through four holes, and you don't want to be over par in those Monday qualifiers ever. And I played the next 12 holes in 11 under, and then I bogeyed the last hole to shoot 9 under and got through. And I think 7 under was a playoff, so you don't have a lot of margin for error in those things. I was fortunate to get through, and like I said, I played well in the tournament, so it all worked out pretty well.
Oh, my goodness. You were 11 under for the last 12 holes? What was it, like Chevy Chase and Caddyshack just knocking in these putts, or what?
I played well, but yeah, you're going to make some putts during that kind of stretch. The course had some opportunities too. There were some reachable par fives and a drivable par four. But I played well, but you're going to have to make some putts to do that.
Now, can I ask, are you a married man, Chris?
I am. I've been married for 11 years now, an 8-year-old boy and a 5-year-old girl.
Do they travel with you, or where are they during your trips around the summer?
In the summer they come out sometimes. They've been to a few web.com events, certainly some ones that are drivable they'll come to. My wife works, so it's a little harder for her to get out during the week. But every once in a while they'll slide out on the weekends, and it's always great to have them around.
So your wife must be a saint. How is she in your passion to really make it in this profession?
She's great. I couldn't do it without her. We're fortunate enough that her parents live in Lawrence with us, and so they can help out with the kids in the summer when I'm gone a lot. But there's no way I could do it without her support.
So give me an idea schedule-wise. Okay, you were in Nashville a couple of weeks ago. You're in St. Louis now. What do you do on Sunday when this tournament's over?
Well, there is a web.com event in Springfield, Illinois next week, and I'm the eighth alternate for it right now. As of now, I'm planning on playing the Monday qualifier at Sunset Hills. So when I get done here, I'm heading to Sunset Hills. Hopefully I get into the tournament without having to qualify, but you never know. It's going to be close. If I don't get into that event, I'm going up to Waterloo to play the Waterloo Open that starts Friday.
And on Monday, what will you have to shoot if you have to qualify?
Well, I've never played the qualifier there. I'm not sure if they've had one there. I think it's the first event, first time they've had an event in Springfield. But as a general rule, you're going to have to get to 6 or 7 under.
Chris, I think one of the great things about golf, although it's unfortunate for the golfers themselves, it's all about rugged individualism. I mean, you can't rely on anything else. So for the people who don't know this, that when you go to Springfield, you're paying for your gas, you're paying for your hotel, you're paying for your food. And if you don't qualify or if you don't do well in the tournament, then you've lost money. Like a baseball player, the Cardinals are going to go to Milwaukee and they can go 0-for-4. It doesn't matter. They're getting a paycheck and their hotels are paid for. I mean, that is something that's unique about the sport of golf.
That's true. I've certainly had 15 years of that, and it can add up pretty quick. On the opposite side of that, though, you're earning your money. The better you play, the more money you make, and there's something, alluring about that. I enjoy that aspect of it. I'd certainly like to have a steady paycheck also, but it is nice to be able to show up to an event and know that the better that you perform, the more money you make. I enjoy that part of it.
So when you're done with this sport, let's just say 10, 15 years from now, do you go work at a bank or do you go work at a country club and become a pro?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if I have the answer to that. the one thing that you do in this profession is you meet a lot of people, and you meet a lot of people that are in the business world, and you meet a lot of people that love and enjoy the game of golf. So if it gets to a point one day where I got to do something else, I certainly hope I have a few different options, two of which are probably the ones that you've mentioned previously, but hopefully I don't have to deal with that for a few more years.
So with the exception of going to the University of Kansas, have you made any other really bad decisions in your life?
You know, I get that a lot from Missouri people, but hopefully that's I actually enjoy being in Missouri. I've had some great experiences in St. Louis, and I've played the Missouri Open in Columbia before, and I love Columbia. So I don't have too much animosity towards Missouri, but I certainly love my home state of Kansas.
Good stuff. Hey, Chris, good luck this week. We really appreciate your time. We look forward to seeing you. Thanks so much.
All right, Frank. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Chris Thompson joining us. He's from Independence, Kansas, and the University of Kansas is where he went to college. And I tell you, that I think he gave us some great insight. I mean, that is the life of a golfer. That is, you know, I had a son. I still have a son. And I have a couple, actually. But we were coming back from, I guess it was a couple years ago, after he graduated from Loyola Chicago, and he had a real good showing at the Southern Am. And I thought, when we were driving back in July, that he was going to say, all right, let's do it. And he decided he didn't want to do it. So, and I, you know, I think he was around, and I don't, I'm not saying Chris Thompson has a bad life at all. I mean, he's a great guy, but he was around enough of the Chris Thompson stories where, you know, you find out that there could be 50, 60, maybe 100 people at a Monday qualifier. I mean, if you're not a member of the .com tour, if you're not a member of the PGA tour, then you have to shoot 63 on Monday just to get in. And then to get in, it costs you a couple thousand dollars. And then if you don't make the cut, you lose money. And then you go to Waterloo. And then you go to Springfield, Illinois. I mean, these guys are unbelievable. They really are.
So. Frank, you buried the lead. Which son got cut?
What do you mean?
Which son got cut from the family?
I like to cut them both, actually. My daughter's my only really... As fathers can attest, daughters are just so much sweeter. I mean, now the boys are fine, but daughters are just, they're the greatest. What's the line about your daughter, your sons marry someone, but your daughter is your daughter forever? There's a great, strong, great line about that. Somebody's going to text that in. But, yeah, last night I was at the game with Brooke and Monique. It's so pleasant to be around Brooke. She's just always in a great mood. All right, don't want to trash my sons here too much. They're fine people, too. Before we go to break, I do want to tell you about Anders. That's where my daughter is right now. She is working there as an intern this summer. They're the official accounting firm of the Hollywood Casino Press Box. They've been around for over 50 years. They started with two employees. They're up to about 150. They do an incredible job. They're considered one of the great accounting firms in the Midwest. And as my daughter can attest, man, do they treat their employees well. I mean, look, I've been working at Channel 5 for 23 years. I'm parking on streets. And I'm walking sometimes, you know, dark, late at night. She's there as an intern, and she's parking in a garage every day. That's how well they treat their employees at Anders. We'll take a short time out. We're coming right back.